The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Band. Tonight and every night, Monday through Saturday, the Coca-Cola Company sends the greatest bands in the land to army camps, naval bases, and war industry factories all over the country. Beginning tonight, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Band presents a new feature. On the spot interviews by shortwave with men in uniform overseas. Perhaps your son, husband, brother, or friend speaking right now is music. The officers and men of the United States Maritime Service Officers School, Alameda, California. Presenting in person and in the spotlight, Ralph Morgan.
Thank you, men. Thank you very much. And hello, everybody. Today is National Maritime Day, a day specially dedicated to the men of the Merchant Marine. So tonight, we're dedicating our Spotlight program specially to them. And here's our first Spotlight tune, the current Cole Porter hit, I Love You. Refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. The refreshing drink that means friendly hospitality at home. The drink that's a reminder of home and friends to our boys and girls in uniform in many lands. These officer candidates at Alameda, California will soon be officers of the Maritime Service. They'll officer the merchant ships that form lifelines to distant battlefronts. The ships that deliver the goods to our fighting men overseas. So tonight, we're delivering the goods to them. It's the good music of Russ Morgan. And right now, it's Song of the Wanderer.
Thank you.
25 years, this day has honored our merchant seamen, for they have served America well. They have helped build her peacetime commerce, and now they're supplying her armies with materials of war. This year, the significance of National Maritime Day is greater than ever, for the men it honors are doing a bigger job than ever before. So a salute to the men of the Merchant Marine, and another Russ Morgan trombone solo as Marjorie Lee sings especially for them on their day, long ago and far away.
Ideas are not necessarily the same as ours. For example, here's what one serviceman writes in a letter to Mom. Well, today, after not drinking Coca-Cola for 15 months, I have the pleasure of nursing the bottle. I sipped it very slowly, only sorry I didn't have a nipple. I stayed near the bed, in case I might faint from excitement when the very first drops touched my lips. When I went to draw my three bottles, I carried a .45, a helmet, and two straight razors. And when I finished the number one bottle, I put the two bottles in bed with me. And that's the end of a perfect day. As perfect as it can be for a serviceman a long way from home and the old town, the old gang, and Coca-Cola at the soda fountain right around the corner. Every day, the men of the Merchant Marine are delivering supplies to every theater of war. For them, every day is D-Day. And now, in hopes of making it the night we're going to play for most of the evening. So on with the music and a Russ Morgan medley. Linger a while and stumbling.
Thank you.
Himself at the piano. Now, music in the Morgan Manor. For these men of the Merchant Marine on Maritime Day, it's Russ on the vocal and trombone in Flower of Dawn. Of our men in uniform overseas. For you Americans over here, the voices of Americans over there. Transcribed from shortwave, the voices of your sons, husbands, brothers, and friends. The spotlight beams across the ocean to the microphone at the Coke Stand.
This is the European Theater of Operations and your correspondent George Hicks before the microphone at the Coke Stand. Here is Sergeant Boyd Baker of Perry, Iowa. Radio operator on a flying fortress. He has a chance to speak to you now, although what happened to him was back in December, 5 months ago. What happened then, Sergeant?
Well, we were over enemy territory about 40 miles when one engine went out. We started back, and right away, two other engines cut out. Well, you can't stay up on one, but we had pretty good altitude, about 25,000 feet, which gives us pretty good leeway.
You sent out the SOS?
Yes, sir. They say it was about the best SOS they'd received because the weather conditions were just right and they were able to keep a fix in our position. I think I sent it for about 30 or 40 minutes.
Then what?
They guessed our approximate position of hitting by a half a mile and had a boat standing off waiting when we hit the water. I'd like to say the boys kept laughing and joking to keep relaxed for the landing, and it was darn rough.
You didn't try to bail out, Sergeant?
No, sir, it's not advisable.
Why not?
You have less chance. 10 men like that separated over an area of water, there's less chance of surviving before they're found.
I see. Then what happened?
When landing, the fish leech had twisted so it was impossible to get the dinghies out. We all went out through a small hole and inflated our May West, and then into the water we went.
Then you were picked up.
It took 20 to 25 minutes for the boat to get over and throw a rope, and we could catch it.
What's the limit of a man's endurance in the North Sea in winter, Sergeant?
20 to 25 minutes.
What did you do in the water?
Actually, in the water, it was best to lie on your back with your head into the waves. It didn't do to try to swim because you just got your lungs full of water from the waves. Well, the boat pulled up, and I was busy trying to catch the rope. But 5 of the boys were missing. I haven't any doubt some of them died of exposure before the clothes pulled them down. One of them has been washed up on the shore since.
Then you returned to land?
Yes. I was in the hospital a couple of days. Then I came down with pneumonia.
How long before, Sergeant?
For about 2 weeks. Then by the middle of January, I went back on operations.
To fly?
Yes, sir. I made 7 more operational flights until the middle of April.
You felt okay, huh?
Well, my lungs used to ache, especially when we came down from altitude. But I didn't say anything about it, and the doctor gave me the devil for it. Then I came down with pneumonia again, twice in a row.
And then you got well, and then you had to go back to the hospital again?
Yes, sir. About a week and a half in between. This time I've been out 6 days.
Listen, boys, what do you think of this war, anyway?
Well, I'm just hoping I can come out of this war and have my own home, my own family, without my own children having to be in a war. I hope I get permission to marry before I leave now. And I think they are sending you home.
Your girl's English, isn't it?
Yes, sir. She's got them all beat. We announced our engagement already.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something I'd like to show you. One of our friends in the war plant made the cigarette lighter for me. It's my birthday present.
On it says, love from Jean.
That's right. I forgot to tell you, the boys in the barracks told me when I came down here to broadcast to say hello to their moms. I hope I'll get a chance to see my folks pretty soon.
That was radio operator Boyd Baker of Perry, Iowa, sergeant of an 8th Air Force Flying Fortress who's been in England. This is George Hicks returning you to the victory parade of spotlight bands in the United States.
George Hicks, our spotlight officer's hat to the men overseas and to the men here at the United States Maritime Service Officers School, Alameda, California. Russ Morgan signs his musical signature on the Coca-Cola guest register. It's been that number 523 for the victory parade of spotlight fans. And we've marked 635,864 spotlight miles. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For rice cold Coca-Cola makes any pause. The pause that reflects. The spotlight band will be at Ashford General Hospital, West Virginia, with music by Les Brown. And the spotlight will again swing to another Coke stand overseas to bring you Americans over here, the voices of Americans over there. And now this is Jackson Wheeler saying, see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night, Coca-Cola Company. Good night, Coca-Cola.